With news, I am Phil Nee. As of yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed 136 cases, along with six probable cases, in the measles outbreak in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties, for a total of 144 cases in Wisconsin so far in 2026. From the total measles count, Lafayette County leads with 65, followed closely by Iowa County with 62. Grant County trails with 15 confirmed or probable measles cases in 2026. Of the 144 total case count, over 99% of the cases were identified to have occurred in unvaccinated residents. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, in coordination with the Grant County Health Department, Iowa County Health Department, and Lafayette County Health Department, are working to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to the measles virus. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases, and the virus easily spreads from person to person through coughing and sneezing. Those who are most at risk are the unvaccinated or those who don't know their vaccination status. If you believe you have been exposed to measles and are not immune, remain at home and monitor for symptoms. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges all people to check their vaccination status, as a vaccination is the best way to prevent the measles illness. Expect higher prices as you go about your way this Labor Day weekend. AAA Wisconsin says regular unleaded gas is currently about 84 cents a gallon higher than last year at $3.82 a gallon. While most construction projects have been paused across the state, drivers in southeast Wisconsin can still expect major delays in the Milwaukee area along parts of Interstates 94, 41, and 43. Check traffic conditions with Wisconsin 511. Before you travel. Both candidates for Wisconsin governor have made flock safety an issue in their campaigns. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Congressman Tom Tiffany are both calling for regulations and limits on the automated license plate reader company. While neither is calling for an outright ban, the two gubernatorial candidates differ on their approach. Tiffany wants to see state funding for the camera systems paused while his office explores ways to protect personal safety. Crowley is already pushing for reforms in Milwaukee County, where several instances of abuse by police have come to light. The 170th annual Iowa County Fair continues tonight and runs through Monday at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. There is an antique tractor display from now until 7 and from 10 until 7 tomorrow and Monday. Also tonight, a truck and tractor pull gets underway at 5:30, and live music with Power Takeoff Band will run from 8:30 until 11:30. Tomorrow, a beef extravaganza will be held at 10. The Master Showman Contest will be at 11:30. At noon, a kitty tractor pull and beanbag tournament will be held. Story time with Ferris of the Fair at 3. The Demolition Derby gets underway at 5. And recording artist Kanan James will perform starting at 8:30. On Monday, a euchre tournament and Barnyard Olympics will be held at 11. At 12:30, Tony Rocker will be live as Elvis. Harness racing and crowning of the 2027 Ferris of the Fair will be at 1. Each day, there will be animal shows and exhibits, midway rides, and food. Daily admission. Admission $10 for adults, $5 for youth ages 8 to 12, and ages 7 and under are admitted for free. You can find more information and a full schedule at iowacountyfair.com. Southwest Wisconsin native Jayco, an American retro pop and rock and roll powerhouse, will unleash his original music this evening at the Richland Center City Auditorium at 7 p.m. The high-voltage stage show is for audiences of all ages, with tickets priced at $20 in advance for general admission, $25 at the door, and free for children under the age of 10. Half of the proceeds from the event will go towards restoration of the city auditorium. Jayco will take the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight from 7 until 8 with his rockabilly grit and retro futuristic sound. A meet and greet will follow the show. Several area car shows and cruises are going on this holiday weekend, including the Roosters Car Club's 2026 Fire in the Hills Motor Show going on today. Vehicles from 1970 and older are on display. There will be fireworks, food, and drinks tonight. Raffle car drawings offered until 8. Also, flamethrowers starting at dusk. Fireworks presented by the Yuba Fire Department and Sunshine Drive will take the stage from 9:15 until midnight at the 2026 Fire in the Hills Motor Show in Yuba. Free will donations are accepted by the Roosters Car Club to benefit the local community. On Sunday evening, the Buena Vista Lions Club car cruise returns from 5 until 8 at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Great cars, great fun, and great friends come together to enjoy an evening of horsepower, community, and good food. Whether you're a car enthusiast ready to show off your ride or just want to admire the variety of classic, custom, and cool vehicles, there's something for everyone. There will also be a concession stand serving food and drinks at the Buena Vista Lions Club car and motorbike cruise. The family-friendly event is free to attend and open to all vehicle types. A winner in the St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle today for the 5th of September. Winners of $50 each with ticket number 110, David Bauer. And with ticket number 352, Jim Klang. Both David and Jim win $50 in the St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle.